Dr. Schneer dictating a 6-milliwatt test on patient Robert Stern, and this goes to Dr. Galfier. On 9/8/25, Mr. Stern performed the 6-milliwatt test period. Prior to ambulation, room air saturation was 93% period. Patient walked 164 meters in 6 minutes period. At 2 minutes and 42 seconds, he desaturated to 82%, placed on 2 liters of oxygen per minute via nasal cannula, resumed at 5 minutes and 8 seconds. I was able to finish the test, period. And paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Pamela Yates. This goes to Lorena Mauney, M-A-U-N-E-Y, FNP. On 9/8/25, Mrs. Yates performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/17/25, there's been some deterioration, period. New paragraph impression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some deterioration, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Michelle Fleming. This goes to Dr. Sheetsley on 9/8/25. Mrs. Fleming performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient achieved 417 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. A paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient James Ring. This goes to Dr. Beaucoup on 9/8/25. Mr. Ring performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 378 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. And a paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.